Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 173 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 20th is analyze where you are on the journey of finding your purpose in life. Respond to the idea we often feel insufficient and unprepared to do the work which will help us fulfill our purpose. How has your whole life helped prepare you to live out your purpose? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. One of the books that has had a profound impact on me, and I would dare to say that I don't just recommend it, but rather that you must read it, is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Frankl was an Austrian psychologist who survived the Nazi concentration camps of World War II, and from his experiences developed what he called logotherapy. Doesn't sound particularly fun or like something we would want to be involved in, does it? But the objective of logotherapy is to help a person find meaning in his or her life, find a purpose. Now, to many of us, this is overwhelming. I mentioned the other day on the podcast about a school principal who made a comment on Twitter that we should not make teachers out to be some kind of superheroes who have to change kids' lives. Now, I would say, and I think Viktor Frankl would agree with me, that it is not our job to change the lives of our students and athletes, because each person is responsible for their own life and the choices they make. But we can assist them in helping them search for their purpose, discover the gifts and abilities they have. That is our job as teachers. Whether we teach math, English, science, social studies, physical education, or any other subject. But if we're going to help others search for their purpose, then this is something that we need to be doing as well in our own lives. But as today's challenge says, we often feel insufficient and unprepared to do the work that is necessary to fulfill our purpose. One of the reasons is because our purpose and the work that goes along with it is usually far beyond what we actually think we're capable of. It doesn't seem realistic. We deny the fact that we're capable of doing the amazing things that our purpose calls us to do. Now, according to Viktor Frankl and logotherapy, each person has a purpose and meaning that is unique to them as an individual human being. According to Frankl, quote, "The meaning of life differs from man to man, from day to day, and from hour to hour. What matters, therefore, is not the meaning of life in general, but rather the specific meaning of a person's life at a given moment. One should not search for an abstract meaning of life. Everyone has his own specific vocation or mission in life to carry out, a concrete assignment which demands fulfillment. Therein, he cannot be replaced, nor can his life be repeated. Yes, everyone's task is as unique as his specific opportunity to implement it." End quote. And Frankl says there are three distinct ways in which we can discover meaning in life. Number one is by creating a work or doing a deed. Number two is by experiencing something or encountering someone. And number three is by the attitude we take toward unavoidable suffering. And so seeking peace is seeking our purpose and knowing that even if we haven't found our purpose yet, we know that everything that is happening to us can be preparing us for our purpose and giving our life meaning. Whether those are moments of happiness and joy or moments of suffering. But fulfillment comes when we discover our purpose and experience the joy of giving our purpose away to the rest of the world. Frankl calls this the self-transcendence of human existence, and he says, quote, "It denotes the fact that being human always points and is directed to something or someone other than oneself, be it a meaning to fulfill or another human being to encounter. The more one forgets himself by giving himself to a cause to serve or another person to love, the more human he is and the more he actually has himself. What is called self-actualization is not an attainable aim at all, for the simple reason that the more one would strive for it, the more he would miss it. In other words, self-actualization is possible only as a side effect of self-transcendence. End quote. And when we employ the mindset of seeking peace and fulfillment, we see that everything in our lives is woven together for a purpose and is preparing us to live out our purpose and experience self-transcendence. So how about you? Where are you on the journey of finding your purpose in life? Do you feel insufficient and unprepared to do the work which will help you fulfill your purpose? How has your whole life helped prepare you to live out your purpose? Instead of having the mindset that we can be anything we want to be or do anything we want to do, what if we understood that we were created for a unique purpose? And what if, as teachers and coaches, part of our purpose was to help our students and athletes discover their purpose and to walk alongside them as they search for their meaning? Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast. Keep writing your own story and keep learning, growing, and changing so you can increase your impact on the young people you work with by giving them a better version of you every day. Day.